الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to another episode of our series entitled Virtues of Dua. This is the second episode, and inshallah we will continue discussing the vast topic of dua, supplication, from different angles, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we do so, let us mention a fadila, a virtue, an excellence of reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved master Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved alayhi salatu wa salam said, Sallu alayya, send peace and blessings upon me. Why? Because whenever you send peace and blessings upon me, it reaches me. I actually hear this Durood Sharif, the sending of salutations, peace and blessings. In the commentary of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that this hadith informs us of the great knowledge of the Prophet alayhi salam and his superior qualities. His powerful hearing, his blessed ears are able to hear Durood Sharif, which may be read thousands and thousands of miles away. So if somebody is sitting in Africa and he recites peace and blessings upon the beloved alayhi salam, his Durood Sharif reaches Medina Sharif. His Durood Sharif, his peace and blessings, reaches the beloved alayhi salam. Somebody sitting in Europe, in the UK, for example, and he recites Durood Sharif in his living room, in his local masjid, or wherever he may recite it, that Durood Sharif, that peace and blessings, that recitation, reaches the beloved alayhi salam. Similarly, somebody who is sitting in the subcontinent, in Hind, in Pakistan, if he were to recite Durood Sharif, his Durood Sharif also reaches the beloved alayhi salam. There is no need of a sound system. There is no need of any connection. The Prophet alayhi salatu salam is beyond this. His greatness, his importance, his fadila, his excellence is beyond our comprehension. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is able to hear these recitations. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mujaddid Ibn Millat, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, so beautifully states in his poetic masterpiece Hadaiqe Bakhshish, Duro Nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaan lale karamat pe lakho salam. Our beloved alayhi salam can hear from far and near. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send thousands and thousands of blessings upon those blessed ears of our beloved Prophet alayhi salam, who are so powerful that they hear the beloved Prophet alayhi salam's slaves wherever they may be across the world. Now, views of Madani Channel, this is an incentive for us that we should not be lazy in sending peace and blessings. We should not for a moment be heedless in this regard. Whenever we find an opportunity, whenever we have some free time, we should be of the mindset that we need to make our Durood Sharif reach the beloved alayhi salam. By sending peace and blessings, he inshallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hear it. He'll become pleased with us. He will pray for us. He will remember us inshallah azza wa jal. Our goal should be to register our sinful names in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have our Durood Sharif heard by the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this second episode of ours, of our series, Virtues of Dua, we will be covering the manners, the etiquettes, the adab of Dua. Now remember, certain ingredients, certain things are necessary for the completion of a task, for the completion of an action. And Dua is also such an action, such a deed, such an activity that is not fully complete until the adab and the virtues are met. I'll give you a worldly example. If somebody is cooking for some guests and he makes the most beautiful dish, the most delicious food, but he forgets one ingredient, he forgets to place salt in the food, then all his effort has gone to waste. If he serves it like this, if the people are eating and they do not even ask him to pass the salt, they will not like that food. They will not like that food. So salt, just as salt is important in food, food isn't considered complete without it. It's a very, very important part of food, a main ingredient, you could say. In dua, without comparison, in dua, there are certain adab, certain manners that have been proven through the ahadith of our beloved alayhi salam, through the actions of the sahaba ikiram alayhim ridwan, the du'as of the awliya ikiram rahimahumullah salam. And these were such people who had their du'as accepted. We have husni zan, we have a good opinion about our predecessors. Husnu dhanni min husni al-ibadah, that having a good opinion is from great worship. It's a great form of worship. And the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam, also the anbiya alayhim salam, their du'as are accepted. Their du'as, we have full yaqeen, full certainty that their supplications were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a miracle of a Nabi. His du'as are never rejected. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself taught us adab. These were passed on to the sahaba ikiram. They observed the Prophet alayhi salam when he made dua, how he made dua, what things he took into consideration when making dua. And these were passed on, and alhamdulillah, they have reached us today. One hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which shows the importance of fulfilling the manners and the etiquettes of dua. Inshallah, I'll present it now. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِّن قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, O people, know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua from a heedless heart. And the scholars commentate, they say that this shows us that dua, when it is said, when supplication is made, we have to be attentive. Certain requirements have to be fulfilled. Otherwise, just raising your hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without meeting these adab, then there is a lesser chance of these supplications being accepted. So let us begin by mentioning the adab that Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in his book Ahsanul Bi'a bi Adab al-Dua. He mentions a total of 51, and his noble son, the great Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions a further 9. Today we shall mention a few of those. The first manner that is mentioned, etiquette that has to be observed, the first thing that has been mentioned, is that when performing dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must remove all worldly thoughts. Our heart should be free from anything which is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our goal, our focus should be the dhat of Allah jalla jalaluhu. We should realize the importance of this court, and nothing should come in the way of this. The beloved alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not look towards your appearances. He does not look towards your wealth. These things are not considered when supplication is made. A wealthy person is on the same level as a poor person when he's making dua. He does not have an advantage because of his wealth. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at then? وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. This hadith is in Muslim Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, looks towards your heart and your actions, your deeds. He looks towards your heart. So when a person is making dua, raising his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his heart is not present, his tawajjuh, his focus is not in the dua, he's looking left, he's looking right, he's thinking about his business, he's thinking about other things, worldly thoughts, then the ulama state that there is a less chance of his dua being accepted. So we must ensure that the presence of heart, that we are attentive towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray wholeheartedly with yaqeen certainty that Allah is hearing, Allah is seeing, Allah will accept our prayers. The next adab, the next manner that needs to be considered when performing supplication, the clothes, body and place where supplication is being made should be pure. It should be clean. So when we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must ensure that our clothes, our body, the place we are making dua, this is clean. According to a hadith sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and He loves purity as well. He loves that His slaves are pure. He loves to see them praying in a state of purity. So this we should be mindful of as well when we perform dua. Another adab, another manner of dua, an etiquette of dua. The ulama mentioned that we should do a good action before raising our hands. We should do a good action, a good deed, a neki, before we supplicate. Why is that? Because this draws the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends whenever righteous deeds are performed. The next thing, another etiquette of dua. The food, clothes, and earning should be halal. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What we consume, what we eat, this should be halal, not haram. And the wealth that we earn, we spend 12 hours at work, 14 hours at work, we sacrifice meeting our family, sitting with our family, our children grow up before we even had time to actually interact with them. Why? Because we've been busy earning for them, earning livelihood. But have you ever thought, is this livelihood halal or haram? Is it lawful or unlawful? In a hadith, if we hear of a person who is untidy, he's untidy, his appearance is not best looking, and he raises his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he proclaims, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord. He's supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. His food is haram. His clothes are haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ. And he has been nutritioned using haram food. He's gained his strength from haram food. And how is his dua going to be accepted? This is mentioned in the hadith sharif. How is this person going to have his supplications accepted? So this is very, very important that we only consume halal, that we only wear clothes bought with halal money, halal earnings. And we try our hardest. This is jihad. This is struggle and striving in the way of Allah. For a person to go out and try his hardest to earn halal wealth, this is jihad. So this manner has to be kept in mind when performing dua. Another adab. Before we actually pray, we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, repentance attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person repents, when a person admits to committing mistake upon mistake, sinning in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees his slave admitting that he is wrong, that he has not followed the commands of Allah, Allah loves this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy and affection towards that person. So before dua, we should repent. Now Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he comments on this, repenting before supplicating, and he says, how shameful is that person? How shameful is that person? He continues to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues to sin, continues to violate the injunctions, the ahkamat, the rulings of the Quran, and then he is hopeful of mercy. This is stupidity. A person should make sure he repents. Allah Azza Rahmatullah Alayhi is trying to make us understand that when you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be a shameful person. Don't be a shameful person. Lower yourself. Prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Ya Allah, I was wrong. What I did was wrong. I made a mistake. Shaitan and my nafs overpowered me. Ya Allah, forgive me. And then supplicate in the court of Allah. You will see the wonders of that, inshaAllah. Another adab, another manner of supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person should sit facing the Qibla, the holy Kaaba Sharif. And it's mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would actually supplicate at times facing the Qibla Sharif. This is Sunnah as well. And in another Hadith Sharif it stated that everything has manners, everything has etiquettes. And the etiquettes, the zinah, the decoration, the ornament of sitting is sitting facing the Qibla Sharif. So we should try our utmost that when we pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sit facing the Kaaba Sharif. Alongside this point, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullah alayhi mentions, we can also supplicate in a state of sajda prostration, sujood. Why? To show gratitude, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being given the ability to raise our sinful hands. And this is something that's not gifted to everybody. You have people who go throughout their whole lives and they do not develop the habit of supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the heart, the next adab, the manner of dua, the heart should be attentive. The heart should be focused. The heart should be present. Once the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, they went and complained to their Prophet alayhi salam, and they said that we are making dua, our du'as are not being accepted. We are making dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs, to remove our difficulties, our problems, to fulfill our lawful desires, but they are not being accepted. We have not seen the result of these du'as. And the Prophet ﷺ of that nation, what did he say to them? SubhanAllah, there is so much lessons that can be learnt from his reply. He ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent revelation to me and has informed me, how can I accept their prayer whilst they are thinking of others? Their heart's not even there. They are not focused, they are not attentive. Their hearts are elsewhere. How can I accept their prayer? Why should I accept their prayer? So another other manner, etiquette of dua, is that the heart is focused. As mentioned in the beginning, remove all worldly thoughts from the heart. Another adab of dua, and inshallah someone who does act upon this adab and the other adab that have been mentioned, his dua will have a greater chance of acceptance. We should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of dua and at the end of dua. Iftitah at the beginning, ikhtitam at the end. So both sides of dua are filled with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afdalud du'a'i alhamdulillah. In terms of wording, it's not very difficult to say. The Prophet ﷺ said the most superior dua is Alhamdulillah. At the beginning of the dua, if somebody says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that is praise. That is sufficient to act upon this manner of dua. Another adab, another manner of dua, very, very important again, that we should always be busy in supplication every day, no matter what our situation. if we are affluent, if we are in a good position, if we are wealthy, if we are healthy, if we are enjoying life, we should not abandon prayer. And this happens when people are living the life, when they are enjoying themselves, when they have blessings upon blessings. Sometimes they don't pray, they are heedless. They think, I've got everything. But in the Hadith it states, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَسْتَجِيبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَالْكُرَبِ فَلْيُكْثِرِ الدُّعَاءَ فِي الرِّخَاءِ. SubhanAllah. Whoever desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua when he is in difficulty. Our life changes. Sometimes we're in a good position, sometimes our condition changes for the worst. Whenever difficulty reaches us, calamity reaches us, if we had prayed, the Prophet ﷺ said, make abundance prayer when you are enjoying life, when you are in a good position, when you are not going through difficulty. Inshallah, by virtue of this, by virtue of remembering Allah, thanking Him for His blessings, His countless blessings, then when we are facing any difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. SubhanAllah, how simple. The final adab that I will mention, the final manner that I will mention before concluding, the ulama say whenever you make a supplication for something, the outcome of which is not known, you do not know whether it is better for you or not good for you, then you should always include the words, if it is better for me. If it is better for me, then Ya Allah, grant me this dua. Because we do not know the outcome of all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge encompasses everything. He knows. And as we did in the last episode, we mentioned that at the end of each episode, we will mention a short dua so that we can memorize and use in our daily life. Because remember, du'as, a lot of these du'as that we are mentioning, they are from the prophetic sunnah. The sunnah of our beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. Today's du'a, inshaAllah, concerns sleeping. Now everybody sleeps. The human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him weak. And there comes a time where his body cannot continue and he needs sleep. Every day we sleep. But when we sleep, we can earn reward by reciting this du'a with the intention of following the sunnah of the beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. It's a short du'a. So inshallah, we repeat it. Try to repeat after me and try to memorize it. So the du'a is as follows. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Allahumma. Oh Allah. So a person is supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismika. With your name. Amutu. It literally means die. But the muhaddithin have explained that when a person sleeps, when he goes to sleep, it's a form of death. Amutu. Oh Allah, with your name I sleep. Wa ahya. Literally means I become alive. And the muhaddithin again say this refers to waking up from sleep. So, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. So, inshallah, try to memorize this dua. It's quite short. And try to implement these duas that we are going to learn throughout our series in your daily lives. You will be mentioning a few words, but you will be accumulating a large amount of good deeds. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So until the next episode, we will further discuss this vast topic of dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to perform dua wholeheartedly and sincerely in His pure court. Continue watching Madini channel. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will meet in the next episode. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua.